Yeah, you're very loud.
The volume controls are right there for your headphones.
How would I? I've never used it.
Well, me either, and I just know that's where they are. I can't control it. It's always this volume. Mm-hmm. And I was talking a little loudly to make sure you knew it was less than 5 seconds.
We're getting louder.
Huh?
You're going up?
No, we are that's really not, loud right now. I've never been this loud. I'm scared right now.
We got feedback. We're echoing.
So, Jack, you're turning all kinds of stuff up and down.
No, Jesus, we're vibrating. Let me test.
That's what Jack needs is.
Down.
Oh, there it is.
Find the right one.
There we go. Oh, yeah, now I'm sounding good.
Just remember which one that is, because I don't know.
We're cracking around here.
We're cracking real bad on our voice.
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
What do you mean you can't help?
I don't know anything about that.
Really?
Except that's where the volume controls are.
It's loud.
Yeah. Well, then turn it down.
We just got to talk. Okay. We're quiet, Bob. Okay, here we go.
But then nobody else can hear you. You're only hearing, your headphones only do what you want it to hear. You can turn them completely off and it'll still sound just the same.
It's not the head. It's when we talk, it's vibrating in the.
Yeah.
Well, it's not vibrating in mine.
Okay.
Mine either.
I got yours off.
What was that?
I don't know, you're sitting back.
What was that? It's going through Neil.
Yeah. I think you're real loud. Well, there now.
Try again.
There we go.
How about
now?
I turned it off. Is that still too loud?
No, now we're good.
Yeah, there it is.
Now we're good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tough game last night. God dang it.
Yep.
That one hurt.
Had a lot of chances.
We did.
Magoto's an absolute stud.
He is a good pitcher. He's right around the plate all day.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we get a great outing from Garkey.
Alex was fabulous too. Yeah. I mean that was pitcher's duel.
Yeah.
Just needed that one big hit. We just couldn't get it.
Yeah. And you know, and so we got. You ain't going to win the league. Big deal.
Right. Big deal. We're proving that Alex Garkey is definitely going to be a good pitcher going into the tournament.
Yep.
And tomorrow night we're going to find out.
Greasy's
coming out. He's going to pitch tomorrow night, is what Caden told me. So
Greasy's going tomorrow night.
Yeah. Hopefully he has a good outing and, you know, we got our two pitchers again.
Yeah.
We'll take our chances.
Well, Footy pitched good Monday night.
Yes, he did.
Nice win over Lincoln View.
Yeah. Yep. Big win.
I said Monday night before we started, you know, 23-4 is the record for the teams we're playing this week. And if we can come out of this week with two wins out of three games, I'll be pretty happy. So we want to try to.
Well, I'd be beaten.
Cool. What are you working on there, Bobby?
I'd be real happy.
We got something screwed up, Neely. We're just.
What?
I don't know. We're getting. It's like.
There's some booming. Yeah.
Well, it's not in the microphones because I'm not hearing it.
Okay. It's in our headsets or something. Must be in our headset.
Could be popping there.
Yeah.
Well, grab a different set of headsets.
So, So last night, Alex Garkey. First of all, Mason Diller's just hitting the crap out of the ball.
Boy, he's playing good. Playing really good.
That's unbelievable.
We talked about that last night. I think it just surprises me. I didn't know how. And he, you know, when he signed for trying, you know, I thought, huh. Yeah. You know, I didn't know. But he's worked on his game.
Yeah, against New Bremen.
He's hitting the ball.
Hit crap unbelievable. Out of the ball last week.
Hitting the ball.
Yeah, he hasn't had a bad game, and he's had some really, really, really good ones.
Yeah, no,
that's awesome.
Yeah, the week starts off with the Indians going over to New Bremen and playing an extra inning game fee that we had the privilege of broadcasting. The Indians come back and win it in extra innings, a game that
extra innings.
We sat there thinking we are so much better than this team.
Absolutely, and we had a 3-run lead.
Yeah,
cakewalking, thinking it's over, and I'll be darned if they didn't score.
Absolutely.
3 runs at the bottom of the sixth.
Yep.
Pushed
on
them into
a bloop and a blat, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Just bad luck.
Yep.
But.
Good team. We battled back.
We battled
got five
back and won. Yeah, it was a big win for us. A
lot of clutch hitting going on in extra innings.
Yep. We had some big hits. And, we finally got our first MAC win. So, it'd be fun to win tomorrow night.
Yes. Water comes in and they're loaded like usual.
They're always loaded.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're the only undefeated team in the league now.
What about that
until
team?
Tomorrow night.
They'll be so fundamentally sound. They don't make mistakes. They will not beat themselves. So you got to go out there and beat them. And we ain't done it very many times.
I know, and Kunk's getting the ball for a Colwire tomorrow. So
is he?
That'll be fun.
That'll be fun, yeah.
The old Kanapkis will be all fired up.
Oh, yeah, I got a little
four connection there. Ever.
Yeah, he's a great kid.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
And that's that cool watering airtime, 5 o'clock. But, man, get over there. That's a great place to watch a baseball game.
Yes, it is.
Great environment.
Yep.
Always is. We always have our tournament there usually, and that's always a blast.
Yep. Might not anymore. I'm not sure how that's going to go this year.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we don't care. We'll play anywhere.
Doesn't matter.
Why is it different this year?
Well we're going south. And
yeah, we're going south.
Yeah.
So we don't know where we're going to play. So
it won't be Colwire.
No.
Probably not, but who knows? I would guess it's not, but I don't care.
Yeah.
We might. That's got to be an advantage, don't it?
I would think so, yeah. I would.
Yeah.
And you'll run into Arcanums and teams like that. But
yeah, and they're good. But
good teams.
Actually, Arcanum, let's see, who did they play? They might have played Coldwater recently and got smoked.
Yeah.
But they've had, you know, there's good teams down there, too, and we're going to have to play.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Versailles is in our division, but they're down that way, too. And
everybody's got an ace.
Yep.
Everybody has an ace.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
And so you got to win that 1-0 game or 2-1 game.
And then if you get...
Move on.
Yeah, then our advantage gets to when we're in two games in the same week and you can't keep pitching the same guy. And that's where I think, assuming that Grizzly's going to be back and good and healthy, that...
I mean, this line of game, they said he had a little pop sound or something in the arm, and he's taken care of it since, but...
Yep.
But I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, watching him in the field, you don't see anything.
No, that's what Kate said. I warm up with him, and he says he throws hard.
He throws rockets.
Yep.
So he didn't seem to think there's anything wrong with him.
He's a neat kid, too, but, man, he's got to hit the ball.
Yeah, last night. I felt good about...
You don't want anybody else up, I think.
No, I agree. No, I mean...
But he's been taking a lot of strikes the last week
or so. And I think that's all mental. I think he starts getting a couple hits.
Oh, yeah. Well, Caden said like tonight, I talked to him, and he's like, I think that's the first hit I've had since Anzonia. He said, I've been terrible. And I said, just get more aggressive. You got to be a little more aggressive.
No, I didn't notice that because he's putting the bat on the ball.
He hits them.
They're just not falling in there. So I hadn't noticed that he wasn't getting hits. Because I know he's putting the bat on the ball.
He takes a lot of pitches.
Yep.
You fired up for garage sales tomorrow?
Oh, boy. Can't wait.
Man, it is fire. I'm fired up.
There'll be 8,000 people in there.
Not anymore. I got everything out of my house, and it's out at Kurt and Amy Wendell's house now.
You're selling, too.
Well, I donated
to
the Jubilee stuff.
Yeah, so Jubilee gets it.
Yep, so I took 500 carloads of stuff out there.
If you want to hear it, bring her out there, and any money they get, they'll put it toward the Jubilee.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I had about
kind of neat.
So,
oh, yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, I stopped out there this morning, and afternoon.
Got a ton of stuff.
They do, and they have a lot of stuff that hasn't been put out there yet, because there ain't a place to put it.
You should have rented out Ebony and Ivory.
That's Elm and Ivy, but that's...
Elm and Ivy?
Yeah.
Ebony and Ivory,
they'd already sold a bunch of stuff. Actually, people that were taking stuff out there were buying stuff on Friday and Saturday and Sunday last week. So.
Bring four things, pick up five, take five home.
Yep.
Perfect.
Heck yeah, that's great. Let's take a break, Spencer, and come right back. We're going to talk girls softball team. They kind of hit a little slow out here. Playing some good competition, but they'll be right where they need to be.
Yep. Come tournament time.
Sports Talk presented by
Lee Wayne IAGA.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made footlong subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat and eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. With the prom coming up this Friday, there's only one baseball broadcast left this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the boys will travel to Coldwater to take on the always tough Cavaliers, who are now the only undefeated team in the MAC and 10-1 overall. Make your plans now to get over to Coldwater to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to the game in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
I would say that would.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk.
Back at it.
Fee.
Yeah.
Talking about Fort Recovery girls softball team. Took a tough one last night. Minster Wildcats. Cats are solid.
They're always solid. Yeah. Gonna be, they're about like Coldwater in baseball.
Yeah.
Their girls softball's pretty darn good.
Yeah. Indians got off to a good start. Led 2-1 after one. And then a lot of errors. Didn't play a very clean game and get beat 14-4. Two, like you said, Fee, just they got her going over at Minster.
Yeah, absolutely. Got a good club.
Yep. And the girls, now tomorrow night, they have Coldwater at home, right?
Is that should right? be. I don't have. Let me look real quick here.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah. And I see Coldwater got beat by Jay County Tuesday night. So,
that'd be a good one.
Absolutely.
Yep, home versus Coldwater.
Especially tomorrow at home. Night. Yep. That'll help us out.
Yeah, get a win there tomorrow. Get back on the winning ways.
Yep.
And then it's prom night Friday night, right?
Yep. Shut her down for the weekend.
Yep. Weekend's off.
Yep.
Right? We don't play Saturday?
Correct. Yep, back about 20 years ago, we tried to play Saturday after the prom. That didn't work very well.
Not too good. Kids get home at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
One
of the guys came rolling in the bottom of the first.
Whoops.
And he was supposed to pitch.
Whoops.
And he still had his cowboy boots on and something else.
That's not good.
They decided they weren't going to do that anymore.
Things are a lot different now than it was when we was in.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I'm out of the loop.
Yeah.
But, I mean, on prom, we didn't screw around on prom weekend.
Hit her hard. Hit her hard all weekend.
But did they have after prom
stuff? No, we didn't have no after prom.
Yeah. So they've come up with things for kids to do besides.
That's brilliant.
It is good.
Yeah, it is.
It is absolutely brilliant.
I mean, the bowling alley thing where they go out there and play games.
And probably has saved a lot of lives instead of going out and.
You don't know, but
can be.
I agree.
Never
with
know.
You.
That's right.
Whoever thought that was thinking.
That was a good idea.
Yep. Yeah. I doubt very if it was idea. Invented here, but it's a great idea.
That thing's not done till 2.
Yeah.
Something like that out there.
And then, like the prom buddy deal, that one, we never had anything like that. Yeah. That's another brilliant.
That's a good idea, too.
Yep. Yeah.
Another great idea.
Yep. That was good. So we're back here talking Indian baseball and girls softball and track. I seen the Fort Recovery track team. I talked to Jody last night. They had...
How they doing?
Good. Well, first of all, the Reisner girl is unbelievable.
She's phenomenal, yeah. We figured out.
She wins everything.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then I seen she won, like, the state indoor track.
Really?
Jeez. I don't know what it was.
That would have been in the winter, wouldn't it?
No, it was like right before the season started.
Oh, yeah. So,
Who was saying, what did she do the other week? She ran an unbelievable mile or something, and they said that at one point in time, that was how that was the boys' record.
Boys' record. Yeah.
She beat it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so that's not surprising. You know, they just go run.
Yep.
That doesn't.
I do a lot of run. I tell you,
mom and dad do that.
She's got them buying into it because I'm mowing the grass today, and I had 400 kids go by.
Yep.
Yeah. Running.
We got to get her in here.
Yep. Yeah. I'm okay with that. Here.
Yeah, because she's always a great interview and very
fun.
Positive.
Yeah, she is fun.
And all they do is just, it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I had the, so did you by any chance see what Perry Hall's doing?
Oh, yeah.
He is now the, he's kind of, it sounds like he's in charge of our...
Graphics
are, I would say, our
art design.
Art design. Like I would say he's in charge of like all of our.
Oh, it'll be phenomenal.
Yes,
I mean that kid don't do nothing.
No,
that ain't phenomenal.
Yeah,
and when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, when he gets,
he's so good.
At and he'll probably be like our, what do you call the people who does all your internet stuff? I mean,
oh yeah,
I would say
he's just. He knows how to do that, and he loves to do it, and he loves to do stuff for Fort Recovery Sports.
And then if you look at our schedule, our schedule came out. We opened up with Ponitz.
Yeah.
Dayton Ponitz.
Who is that? That's what I seen. I was like, who the hell is that?
Yeah, they're down Dayton. I don't think they ever won a game.
Well, you know.
Good and bad. Good.
And then we got Allen East. Let's look, by God.
Yeah, and those are the.
Allen East and then Coldwater.
First two.
Yeah.
Coldwater, first
I'm going to look at.
But it's so hard for an MAC team to get anybody to play us in those first two games. Any MAC team has trouble getting somebody to play them. And
what's that dude's name that has all of the sports?
Press Pro?
Nope. Oh. That does the computer points.
Oh, Bruce Monin?
Nope.
Oh, well, I don't know then.
Computer points.
Yeah, he does. Idol.
Joe Idol.
Oh, Eric Idol.
Joe Idol.
Oh, I was thinking Monty Python.
Money. All right, so let's look at Ponitz last year.
Ponitz? How'd they do last year?
All right, here we go.
They didn't have a team. I don't know.
What division are they in?
Hopefully, two.
Let's try Division 4. Thurgood Marshall. Okay, they're not in 4. Let's try 5.
I'd say they're one of the smaller ones there. And I think they're more of
not in 5.
Go to 6.
I think they're more of an academic,
where are we,
arts type school and not sports, if I remember correctly.
When's our next adjustment on the MAC? Because right now we're not playing Hoover Sales.
Yeah, I think it's this year. I could be wrong. I don't know.
We got to get Coldwater and Marion off our schedule.
Well, we can't get both.
One of them.
Yep. But do we want Versailles?
That's I'll not take all a chance of Versailles. I always like going down to the hole anyhow.
Yeah.
Who would have
played? So who you... you're looking for...
The Ponitz.
Yep.
Let's try Division 3. There they are. They're D3.
Oh,
yeah. They're 1-9 last year.
Well, so they're not really going to get us any points if they don't win a game.
Yeah, they will. Better than
D3 will help.
They beat Thurgood Marshall.
Well, we don't get any secondary points if they don't win a game.
Two games.
They only scored two games.
They beat Archbishop. They lost to Carroll. They played good teams. Trotwood, Madison, Bellbrook, Miamisburg, Beaver Creek, Dunbar.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
no wonder.
Yeah.
Yep. Versailles isn't on our schedule this year, so.
Ponitz Tech. There you go, boys. So they're Division 3.
Division 3. Bring them on. Are we there? Home.
We are home.
We are home.
First time home.
Now we're at Allen East.
At Allen East and at Coldwater.
At Coldwater.
So last year it was almost home, away, home, away, home, away, except for one spot. Here it's home, away, away, home, away, home, home, away, away, home.
Okay.
So lots of, instead of 1 week home, 1 week away, it's two away, two at home. So it's going to be a little interesting, but so I've heard there are some extra people out for the football team, or at least very seriously considering.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them talking.
Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I think so.
Yeah.
I seem to think there'll be a few seniors next year that'll go out.
That'll be good, and you know, a lot of them should have been out before, but whatever, why ever they weren't, and then they want to try it out and see. I'd say have at it.
Alan East was 4-6 last year.
We can get there.
So,
yeah. All right. We ain't scared.
No, bring it on. Bring it on.
So, depending on who we have, you know, we didn't really have a quarterback last year, so we had to kind of do.
I don't know what Alex Gerke was bringing this back there, I think.
Yeah, and I've heard that he's going to be going out again, so
we'll find out.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah, I can't wait.
He also should have been out for basketball, but if a kid doesn't want to do that, that's okay. You know, the worst thing you can do is burn somebody out on something.
I see Jay County hired a new basketball coach, Tyler Rigby.
Coming home.
Yeah. Coming home.
I heard an interview with Rob.
Yeah.
Where has he been?
He played college basketball at Richmond or
IU East.
Where Brunsie's daughter is.
Yeah, IU East.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And he's been there ever since.
Yeah.
And he's on the coaching staff.
Now, is he like 15 years out of high school?
He was on the team that went to state finals.
2006.
Okay. Yep. So I believe, I could be thinking wrong. I know Randy Evans, I don't know if you knew Randy Evans worked out at Hall Brothers. I believe he might have been Randy's tennis doubles partner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. But I was thinking he was in that same era as Randy.
Seems like a nice kid. He said he had a couple games where he actually coached the head coach.
Oh, really?
At IU East. I don't know if they just kind of...
That's awesome.
They prep you for that or something? Or?
You know, you don't know. I mean, I don't kind of level basketball.
Yeah, I have no idea if it's a great basketball, but...
I think, did Vonnie's daughter play? She transfer into
there? She transferred into there, I think. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, I knew she was. She went there. I didn't know if she was still playing basketball when she went down there.
I think maybe 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I happened to down at Richmond. I had a doctor's appointment down there, and I thought, well, I'll just stop by here. I walked into Goodwill, and she's at the counter.
Really?
Yeah. I might have even bought this shirt from her.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
It looks good on you. Yeah,
she looked at me, and she said, hi, Neil. I said,
Last
I knew, she was up Huntington. Is that where she was?
Yeah. Started hunting.
Because I was walking up, I thought, man, that sure looks like her, but it can't be. She's in Huntington. So she's down there. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Did you see Sam down there? Probably didn't see Sam, did you?
Nope, did not see Sam. I didn't go to the hospital.
Yeah. So what else we got? We got the... tomorrow night, Fort Recovery Radio, you got the Cavaliers, you and Calpe on the call.
Cavaliers.
I think that we might just give them a game tomorrow night.
I think so, too.
You know?
I feel like the one thing about this team, they don't get rattled or, you know, much. They're always in games. It seems like they're always there, you know? And
you know, some of that could be due to last year's run. The experience, they know that.
Yeah.
Hey, we know what they
do. Well, we were down 5-0 to Shawnee. And
Game back.
We don't care.
No.
You know, we can score 5 runs anytime we want to.
Yep.
But, you know, last year, though, we had Alex Dews on the mound against Coldwater, and they had 4 runs before we got an out.
Yeah, remember that last year? He couldn't throw a strike.
Yeah. And then, you know, that was his last bad game. After that, he just blew everybody out of the water.
But he was a nervous wreck against them.
Yeah, I think I remember that now.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Just could not throw a strike.
But you know, he's a kid. That game's over. Go on to the next one.
Yeah.
And so that didn't bother him at all the rest of the season. He was outstanding the rest of the season. But that game, you know, but we were thinking, oh, yeah, we got Alex on the mound. We're gonna be okay. And it was
over
before we had an out.
I see the Amish are their number one team in the state again.
Are they?
56.
Have another shot at them.
Yep.
That'd
be fun.
Yep, we'll take them.
Absolutely.
Take another shot at them boys.
The hell's the name of them? Who? Berlin Island.
Berlin Island Hawks.
The Hawks from Berlin Island.
What was the name? Well, there's about three kids.
Yoders, I think. I think it was Yoders.
Yoders.
Johnny Yoder. Junior Yoder. Yoder Jody.
Well, at least they're not like the Amish up in Adams County. You have to come up with the middle initial for the Schwartz. Mm-hmm. Joseph Schwartz and Joseph P. Joseph J.P. and
J.P. Schwartz.
Yeah. That, you got to come up with a middle initial or you can't keep them straight. But
yep. Straight.
It's almost done. It'll be done tomorrow.
Should be done tomorrow.
Beautiful.
Might be a little bumpy.
A little bit bumpy.
A little bumpy.
Yeah, well, and our police officers have been a little busy with the semis, thinking that they can.
Yeah, they calmed her down. This hasn't been bad. Yeah.
Well,
was Don Bird on the big screen at the Reds game?
Oh, he could have been.
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
I saw somebody. Showed that, and I saw it on my phone. I had no idea, so I went to either my computer here at home and blew it up where I could actually see it. Yep,
that was it. Used to be like if you'd see a cop on duty in Fort Recovery about maybe 8 hours a day.
Yep.
Now they're out.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, I was sitting here. I heard a whoop whoop. So I walked to the front door, and he has a semi. He was coming north. Semi's going south.
Yep.
He pulled right in the middle of the street and stopped him. Now, he didn't give this guy a ticket. I was surprised. He had him back up and then go 49 and worked him around. But, you know, before that, I saw a guy semi go right straight through there across all the rough stuff. And where's he going to go? He can't turn left or right because there's signs anywhere. There.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to, but even if he was allowed to, he can't. So he had to go on straight. I don't know what in the world.
Yeah. Them guys think they make him turn and think, what am I into here?
Yeah.
Well, if all they'd have to do is read the sign out at the edge of town, every place coming into town says trucks stay on state routes. So what do? They come up here, turn off the state route, and not turn on the alternate state route going in the old 49. They don't do any of that. When they turn right here at the old fire hall, there's a sign that says it has a picture of a truck with the next through it. No trucks. Right there in front of the Nature's Corner.
Do you still go to council meetings?
I do when we don't have basketball games yet, or baseball games. So I haven't been at one this month because we've had baseball every time. But there's a sign right there that says no trucks.
Yeah. And does at a council meeting, do they talk about that kind of stuff?
Not very much. A lot of the times, that stuff is discussed ahead of time. See, back 30 years ago, the council meetings would last 3 hours.
They used to be long. I remember that.
Now now it's
midnight.
30, 35, 40 minutes, maybe a little more if there's a lot, because all that stuff's been discussed ahead of time. Plus, they don't have to decide. They have given Randy Diller the authority to decide stuff as it goes. Because, you know, you run into some little problem on a job like this. There's nobody that's, 30 years ago, nobody was allowed to decide.
So have we officially announced Randy's replacement yet?
Yes. Yes.
It's out.
Yep.
Has it been to papers?
Yes.
Oh,
Monday.
Okay.
Right. Tuesday, excuse me. Yeah. Yep.
And who is it?
It is Dan Judy's son-in-law, Ringers. I can't think of his...
Winner, right, Dan? Dan Winner?
His last name is Ringers, but I don't know his first name.
Ringers, that's a different one. Then.
He's from Maria Stein originally.
He married one of Dan's, right?
Yeah, Dan Judy's. They built one of the houses out there on the Sandra property.
Yeah. So he's our new town administrator.
He will be. He's the assistant till Randy retires.
Yeah. Well, good.
And, that'll be good.
And I got
young guy?
I think so. Well, yeah, he married one of Dan's daughters. Absolutely. So, I'm going to say, I'm guessing 30 at the most.
Who's building the house back by Dino?
That is, I can't remember which one of the Halls. Bob or Dave's son. Can't think of his name.
Back by the Calpe's Dino Kanapke. There's a big somebody's building back.
Oh, new complex.
Yeah, back right behind Calp Pharmacy.
Right beside Ruthie West, Curtis.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's going on there?
I just happened to see that.
Where? Right by the doctor's office.
Bowling Alley, doctor's office, empty field that's now been excavated.
Somebody's building the house?
I haven't seen it since Monday, but it was excavated. I don't know about house, but excavated, and I'm assuming house.
They got footers and stuff in there now.
Oh, do they now? Okay.
Something's going on, man.
Yep. So
bring it on.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need.
Well, we need to get, somebody needs to get a hold of that whole property there, and I still think that'd be really good for houses, but I also
Andy Wesker's around there.
And then all the way through where the Snyder Farm used to be, that's now industrial park, that all should have been housing, and the industrial park should have been north, but that isn't how it went. And, so now we're hurting for housing, but, you know, I hope that continues. That just means we're getting good people.
Yeah.
He's got most of them sold now, right?
Yeah, I think he said, because when we started the baseball season, I was playing his promo for Call Me and We'll Talk About the
House.
After the first night, he said, I don't have places left. I've sold them all.
Oh, that's great.
They're either sold or pending every single spot out there.
Good.
But
that's what we need.
Now we need more.
Get another one.
Yep.
Get another one.
And he was worried because he was asking.
How about across from Cooper's, the old Les Winning building?
Well, I don't know who owns that.
Somebody bought that, and I thought they were selling some of it to the town.
Yep, that's in the process, and I don't know if that corner lot is included.
They cleaned it out.
I think there's somebody privately that owns that corner, but then into the east of that and maybe even to the south, there's a bunch there that the person that bought that farm out there has agreed to sell either to the town or someone. It's going to get incorporated into town for residential, so that will be residential out there. And that might mean eventually that Bob May is going to be able to sell his. Right now, the last several years, he's talked about it, but he can't sell it because of the capital gains would be, unless he sells it for $1 million an acre, he's going to lose money.
Right.
So that doesn't make sense for him. But
interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
We're booming.
What about the completely changing the subject, NFL draft tomorrow?
Don't know nothing about it.
No.
Browns, I know the Browns pick second.
Do you care?
There's a lot of rumors flying that we're trading down.
Trading down?
Down.
Excepting the Browns and Giants have even made it public that they are fielding offers.
They are fielding offers. I did see that tonight.
So
they're talking Hunter, right? Would be there.
That's kind of
if they're going to take a pick, that's probably going to be the one.
I don't know. That's going to be interesting. I ain't sure you don't trade it.
Drop down.
We got a lot of picks. We need a lot of picks. We got a lot of holes. We ain't worth the crap.
We're bad.
So where do they start? Offensive line, defensive line, receivers, quarterback?
Offense is horrible.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. But, you know, there was a rumor they might take that defensive lineman, but I don't know what
defense
the hell.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Will a defensive lineman change stuff?
They scored this year. They averaged 15 points a game. So if you're getting 15 points a game, you ain't going to win too many unless your defense
is. Over-under win total is 4 this year.
4.
Yep. I was thinking it was 4.5, but whatever. Yeah,
that's bad.
Well, and I remember a few years ago.
Yep, we got Joe back.
A few years ago, you guys were talking, and I think it was 4 or 5 games, and everybody said, well, you got to bet on that, and they didn't cover it.
We never cover.
Never cover.
Just like about to bet the Reds. I'm
so Reds played well over the weekend, didn't they?
24 runs.
And then they get beat. The next two to Florida. They won the day, though.
Did they win?
They swept the series on the weekend, didn't they?
Nope.
Oh, I was thinking.
2 out of 3,
Okay.
2 out of 3.
Baltimore. Seth was there.
Was he?
Seth and Madison and Jude. They took Jude to her first baseball game.
Is that right? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I had a lot of pictures. She's beautiful.
That's awesome.
The first night, he said it was packed.
Is that right?
Yeah. Evidently, that's a pretty cool place to watch.
I bet that'd be a neat place to watch.
Yeah, evidently.
I know at one point in time, Mick was going to all the Bald Diamonds.
Really?
Yeah, because when we went to San Diego, we went to Petco. And that was another one that he hadn't been to.
No kidding.
But yeah, he's been to a lot of them, I think.
I've been to, let's see,
that's one. Mick McClurg?
Yep.
Yep. I've been to three, four maybe.
St. Louis?
No.
Nope.
Went to, of course, with the two at the in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Actually, years ago, I was at Crossley Field. But the only thing I remember was they were building I-75, and there were all kinds of people sitting on the hill outside the stadium watching the game. So I guess I was in three in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And then one day, nine of us went to Shea Stadium.
Just
we got on a plane and flew out of Dayton at 5 in the morning and came back at 9 that night.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, there's nine of us who went.
Spur of the moment.
No. We'd been thinking about it for a long time. That was in a 2-year span there. We went to every businessman special, but we missed one. So Ralph Franley says, why don't we just go to one in New York, make it up? Figure we can make one up.
New York was a great idea.
So, and that was back when they were having the airfare battles.
Yeah.
It was like $100 to fly to New York and back, round trip. And so we went. Ralph had an Army buddy that met us in an Army recruiting van, drove us around New York City, went to Coney Island, went did sightseeing, drove past the Statue of Liberty, and went to Shea Stadium, watched the game, Reds swept them. That was the third game of a sweep, and got back on the plane, flew back home.
Amen. Back in red.
Can't beat it.
And then I've also been to Wrigley Field with a bunch of guys. I think it was at St. Anthony Tavern. Might have been Pit Stop, but one of those bunch of guys from around here went up there and
Wrigley. They used to be like Big P. He would do that spontaneous stuff. I remember one time he closed bar, drove to Atlantic City.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you go gamble?
Yeah. Him and somebody drove to Atlantic City.
Let's go.
Why not? Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? That's
10 hours?
I'd say 9-10 hours.
Probably. Yep. Probably won $500 and still came out behind all because of gas.
Yeah.
Closing the bar and losing money.
I wish I could spawn. Wouldn't that be neat?
That'd be fun.
You know what?
I'm not good at that, but when people say, if I don't have something going on, somebody says, let's go do that. It's like, why not?
Yeah.
But I'm not good at thinking about it and saying, hey, why don't we go here?
We should do this.
We should start a spontaneous club.
Spontaneous group.
Yep.
Who wants in?
I want in, but we can't do it. We can only do it in the summer because I have to.
No, we can. It's a club. And if somebody comes with an idea, say, there's what we're doing.
We're going in.
That'd be great, except I have a sports broadcast that night, whatever it is, unless it's in the summer.
We are. Because we're about that age. We're going to die soon anyway. Just have fun.
And one of the things, when Toby's closed and we're thinking about what do we do, everybody's saying, well, let's go here. Let's go over to Portland. Let's go up to the truck stop at Bryant. My saying was always, I'll go if Chuck Summers goes.
Really?
And sometimes he would.
Yeah.
And so I would, but a lot of times he wouldn't. So I could go home and get 3 hours of sleep instead of half hour of sleep before I had to open a restaurant at 5:30 in the morning.
Them were the days.
They
don't have a clue.
I'll tell you. You just sit back and think of the people that we knew back then. Just all-star after all-star of just people
I think we miss out on. The people miss out on is the bars open till 1 or 2:30 every night.
Yeah.
Sitting up, being able to sit uptown and shoot the shit.
Yep.
And just have a good time and then go, nobody does that anymore.
No. Well, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Nobody even goes out after the basketball games. Oh, phones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody goes out after the basketball
games. I asked Cody that. I said, how come your buddies, you guys never go to bars? He goes, Dad, you guys went to the bars to talk to each other. He said, we all got phones.
Yeah.
He said, we'll text each other, whatever we want to do. And, you know, I said, yeah, I guess that's probably true.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I can tell you it ain't the same.
No.
I mean, you know, the spontaneous stuff that just happened up at the Toby's when Big Crazy P owned stuff. The place. It was incredible.
Yeah.
And you know, it used to be guys got off of work, they went up to apartment C, they went up to Toby's, they went to whatever it was.
Oh, absolutely.
And they'd be there till 11 o'clock at night. And there's all kinds of, everybody's having
now
fun.
You can't drive. You're in drive. You're in jail.
Yep.
Which is probably a good thing.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah, but I didn't die.
But there's also guys like Zeke Zeringer.
Yep.
I mean, that was awesome. That guy would walk in.
Yep.
There's Zeke.
38 days to Christmas.
Yep.
Every day.
However long
he'd tell you a joke, it's in the book.
Yeah.
And, you know, it, just people like that. Yeah.
The beautiful, and
classic people.
And I used to love, I would make a point of making sure I was in Toby's when Zeke Zeringer came in, or in such and such place when Albert Smith was.
Yeah.
He used to tell the story that he used to, he had six stories. And he told them, each one of them every night, as if he'd never told them before. He and Mabel would come uptown and sit at the far end of the bar and eat supper and tell Big P stories.
Yeah.
And it was always the same five or six stories. Yeah. And he was, you know, he was...
and Dick sitting at the bar.
Remember them two crazy
Dick would get off of the mail route at about 2.
Yeah.
Yep.
Goo would get it done at Cooper.
Saturday afternoon.
They'd go there and they'd be there the whole
day. Yep.
And they'd start talking quiet, and then by the end of the night, Dick would have his hat on backwards, sideways, always had a Uncle Cap.
Those were awesome days.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are things that you kind of made appointments to go see.
Yeah, absolutely.
To make sure you're there. And every once in a while you might get in the conversation, but that wasn't the point. You didn't want in the conversation. You just wanted to be there when they're... And most of the time they were agreeing with stuff, but they'd be fighting about the Reds were doing great, and then at the same time they were doing terrible. And
Well, you talk like Fishmo. You'll be sitting at the Elks and talking Fishmo. And you can't get a better guy to talk to than Fishmo.
Yeah.
He's storytelling.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. He'll say... there was six guys who drove gas trucks in St. Henry.
Yep.
And they'd start the morning off drinking uptown and having a chaser.
Yep.
That's how they started their day.
Yeah.
And there would be bus drivers who would stop at the have a cup of coffee and a chaser.
Yep.
Then they'd go pick the kids
go up. Pick them up.
Yeah. Well, that...
Tom Wercamp said that one time he got gas. So the gas guy came and filled his gas tank up. And in the afternoon, gas truck pulls in.
Yep.
He said, you only took this. He said, well, you simple bastard, I was here this morning.
I had no idea he was there.
Didn't cross him off the list. That reminded me of a story that I don't remember who was telling it, but the guys at the stockyards used to drink, they drank whiskey all the time.
Yeah.
And so the two stockyards, one's where the fire hall was, and the other one's right across the road from that. And there's like five guys that worked in those places, and each one of them drank a fifth of whiskey every day. The way they would do it, they'd come in for breakfast, they'd order breakfast, get a cup of coffee, get a shot, finish breakfast, get a shot, go to work, come back 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, coffee break, and they'd get a couple of shots and drink coffee and get a couple shots and go back to work. And they'd come back up for lunch, get a shot or two or three, eat lunch, have two or three shots, and go back to work.
Yeah.
Come back up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for coffee break, drink a couple of shots, a couple of coffee, two or three shots, go back to work. That's a fifth of booze.
Fifth of booze.
For every one of them every day. And they were never drunk, and they all did their jobs. And, you know, there was five of them that did that. Now, three of them died before they were 55.
Yeah, well.
And then Albert Smith, he was still 90 years old, sitting uptown, drinking.
That guy was unbelievable.
That guy was awesome.
One of his stories was AWW, a willing worker. That was his initials or whatever he is.
AWW.
And then he talked about he had to, back in when he was young, he came to town in the horse and buggy and had to have a baseball bat to fight the women off.
Remember how she drove?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That blue Oldsmobile she had a dent everywhere. And here's one of the stories.
Everybody just wave at her. She's no business driving a vehicle.
One of the stories, you know, and she could have sneezed and been home, but she had to drive from the stockyard over to Butler Street and up to the stoplight and then back to home. And she never stopped at the stoplight.
Yeah.
And, you know, people would say, "What, Mabel? Well, everybody knows I go this way every day at noon." No stop signs.
We were just talking about that at Easter Sunday about Peggy Bratz.
Oh, yeah.
She ran into everything. They get home, they'd walk out, there'd be a new dent in the car. Oh, shit. I wonder whose car she ran into.
I don't think she was doing what Mabel did, like just saying, "Well, everybody knows I'm going this way. Everybody hit stay out of my way.
Stay out of my way. I'm coming."
There's some beautiful people.
That's some
We have had some characters in this town that when you start telling stories, people that are less than 50 years old they don't even believe you, much less can believe that it happened. Yeah. They have no idea. Oh, and it just...
Yeah, you know.
Well,
we had a great upper.
Do you remember old Tony Wendell that drove a white Ford Falcon? They called him Clutch. Because he would... Yeah, he would rev it. And he just let his clutch out just enough to move, and he just kept goosing his clutch. It was if he ever let the clutch out, he'd be going 100 miles an hour. But he would engine would be going.
Tony Wendell,
remember clutch?
The clutch.
Oh man, I bet he bought five clutches a year. He never had his foot off the clutch. And nobody cared. It was just another guy in town. Another interesting character. Yeah, we had so many of those. I bet there's 100 of them we don't even know about back in the old days.
I remember Big Pete tell Uncle Ralph's or Uncle Harold's stories.
Oh, I bet they were.
From down at the, like from down when he worked at
Union City. Yeah.
And he just, I mean, I can remember laughing so hard at how mad he would get. Clee Rammel was a practical joker.
Clee was a practical joker.
And some of the stuff that they pulled, Uncle Harold bought a new car. And he was so proud of his gas mileage.
Oh.
You ever heard that?
I think I have.
Clee kept putting gas in his car.
Adding gas.
then after the first week, he'd siphon it out.
Bill Brueggemann and Cleet and Harold would all drive down together.
Yep.
Oh man.
Cleet would always tell Big P, "Go get Uncle Harold a payday bar. He loves payday bars." So Big P first started down there. He'd go across the street and get a payday. He'd give it to Cleet, and Cleet would say, "I'll take it in to him." Big P said for a week, he went and got a big payday bar, gave it to Cleet. One time they're driving home, and Big P said, "Uncle Harold, I didn't know you liked payday bars so much. Hey, peanuts. Can't eat goddamn peanuts." Cleet ate every one of them.
I figured you were going to say he was thrown in the toilet somewhere.
Can't eat them. All right, so tomorrow night, your cold water
game.
Get over there and watch Indians
play. Get another W.
That's right. And then that's prom weekend.
Prom weekend.
A lot of kissing. There'll
be a lot of smooching going on this weekend.
Yep.
When I was a prommer, I was a smoocher.
Smoocher? Me too.
Yeah, what was his name?
Yeah, George.
George the smoocher.
From my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, the owner and operator of Fort Recovery Radio, Mr. Neil Spencer. We'll see you next Wednesday night.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane.